For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan. And with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, how are you doing? It's a great day here in Chicago. Great to be back at Lizzie McNeil's for the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Yeah, we missed you last week.
I know.
You were AWOL. But we had Gene Cooney here. And
he did a tremendous job. I listened to the show. It was great.
Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal, Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooley.com.
I can't believe how many people listen to the podcast, Hooley. Those numbers keep going up. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, it was great when we broke a million just last year.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never forget when Jimmy Dinahan was in town and was at the Irish Fellowship. And I said, remember, you're doing our show tomorrow night. He goes, Hooley, I wouldn't miss the million listeners of the Skinny and Hooley Show for anything.
He said the same. When I went to do the marathon in Dublin, he was up giving a speech before about 2,000 people. And he said, by the way, the most popular DJ in Chicago is here. He's got millions of listeners, him and Hooley back. It was great.
He's a good guy.
Jimmy Dinahan, yeah. We do miss him. Yeah. Hey, listen, Julia, we have a group of interns.
Julia Jameson?
Yeah, we call
them lovely.
We have a group of interns in the office. We call them Julia's Jammers.
Mm.
And I just want to say hi to real quick to Emma. She goes to Carnegie Mellon College. She's a semi-pro golfer. She's just a great girl. Went to Libertyville High School.
Isn't that where Julia went?
No, she went to Loyola. Gabby went to Lyons Township. She played point guard there. A great athlete, too. Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin.
Gabby, that could be your nickname.
No, that would be yours.
Gabby Hayes.
Gabby Hayes. Kevin is a great kid. He was won the state wrestling championship when he was at Sandberg High School. He goes to Princeton.
Wow.
So I got all these kids that are very smart. Irma went to the Chicago Public Schools, but she's very smart. She was in pre-med at UIC. She's from the Southwest side. Julia's brother, William, is also an intern, a great baseball player at Nutrier. And he's famous for being Julia's brother.
Yeah.
There's another Gabby. She goes to George Washington in Washington, D.C. She does all her corporate stuff. She's very, very smart. And she lives in Lake Forest. Natalie, great basketball player from Mokena, just graduated from Missouri. Natalie tries to keep track of me. She's got a very big assignment.
Should put TC. A GPS signal on you.
He calls himself TC. His name is like, his first name is Thaddeus. I think his last name is like Thaddeus Copperfield or something. He's a sports journalist, and he's from Indiana, and a newscaster. And finally, we got Jennifer from the University of Kentucky. She's from the Westchester on the west side. How about you, Hooley? She does a lot of our marketing media. She's very smart, too. So I'm really lucky. Those are Julia's Jammers.
Are they going to be around all year?
They don't know it. Yeah, they signed up for 2 months, but I'm not going to let them go.
Okay.
So I just want to give them a shout out. So,
shout out delivered.
They're doing a great job for Special Olympics,
and we're glad you're back, Skin.
Yes, glad to be back, Hooley. But we had a great time. We had something scheduled last week with the family, and it was a great time. But I did listen to the show. Gino did a good job.
We had fun. That's for sure. Well, we got a jam-packed show tonight. I'll tell you that. And we got the great Kevin Donahue. From Kevin, he's with us. Did I mispronounce your name? I didn't.
No, got it spot on.
Don't know who. I like saying it. He's also known as Kevin from Kevin because he's from Kevin. He's a great harpist, illan pipes, flute player. What else do you play?
Tin whistle and the guitar.
Wow. What's the hardest thing to play, the illan pipes?
The hardest thing to probably play is illan pipes. The hardest to learn is probably still the illan pipes, but the harp is right up there. They're neck on neck, really.
Really?
They're both probably the hardest instruments you could probably learn. The harp would be, I suppose, compared to a piano upside down. You know, it's...
Yeah, you started when you were very, very young.
I started at the age of 7, yeah. I went to music lessons in Granard, the Granard Harp School.
Oh, good.
And then I moved on to Michael Rooney, the famous Rooney family. He was Gradam Keol Composer of the Year last year. So I had some really good teachers, but I started at the age of 7. I was quite bad until the age of 10 or 11. And then it kind of clicked with me, and I got a wee bit better then, won a lot of competitions, and, you know, really
He's been on our show, The Crack, several times, and we're always glad to have him.
Yeah, no, it's been great, and thanks for asking me down, lads. It's great to be
here.
You
know what? When you and John play, though, you guys bring something out in each other. Yeah, am I right about that?
It's like definitely, I think so. John is an idol of mine since I was growing up. You know,
Knew who he was?
Oh, of course. He's part of this mega band, Solace. You know, I'm sure you know Solace. So
sure.
Growing up in Ireland, they're a mega band. You know, Seamus Egan, you know, Winford Coffer, Winford Horan. There's just amazing musicians.
See, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Oh, so in Ireland, like, everyone listens to that CD. Everyone knows John Williams.
No kidding.
Everyone. Yeah. And just playing with him is such an honor.
And how long have you been here?
I've been here, was it 9 months now? I arrived in September of last year, so it was 2016.
Very good.
And I'll be tipping on home now in September
of this
year.
And you're here as a food scientist as a musician.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm here for a job. I work up in Evanston with Socius Ingredients, so big shout out to them.
Yeah.
I must text them and let them know they'll be on. So they gave me an internship, I suppose, position, do sales and marketing for them. And two guys from Cork own the company.
Oh, no kidding. And, that's terrific. Yeah, and they're based here in Chicago?
They're based here. It's an American-based company. They're both citizens here now, but they're originally from Cork. And they took my CV and said, you know what, just get your ass out here and we'll give you
radio,
a job.
Pal.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great. They said you when you come back, you have a job.
Oh, no, not when I come back. When I was at home in Ireland, they hadn't even met me. I sent my CV. I said, hey, I'm Cav from Cavan. They're like, you come out here, we'll give you a job. Don't
do they
worry.
Know Paddy Holman? He's the Cork man today.
They do know Paddy Holman, yeah. And many's the pint was drank with Paddy.
Oh, I bet.
And many's
yeah.
a bar, yeah. So, no.
When I was up in Wisconsin, I just got back. I went up with the guys from high school, guys I went to high school with, but met a couple that worked for Kerry Gold.
Yeah, we were just talking about
very interesting. And they were from, one was from Killarney, and one was from, the other one was from Tipperary, his wife, okay. Kelly was their names. But very nice people.
Kerry Group is a massive company now
at
the moment. So I'm actually applying for jobs with them back home. So when I go back home, hopefully I'll probably move into a role somewhere with them. So
where are you going to be living when you go back?
Fingers crossed, probably in Dublin. It's where it's the next best thing after Chicago,
that's
I suppose.
Where the action is, eh?
Now, are you through with school, or do you got to go?
Yeah. No, okay. I'm finished, yeah. I'm
good
25, so I have a master's degree in food business and an undergrad in food science. So when my father plays the button accordion, and all the way through school, everyone's like, this guy's just going to play music. I was playing at weddings, I was doing gigs, I played for Prince Charles, for Camilla. You know, I played it for all these hotshots. I'm like, this guy's going to go and do music in college. And then, you know, I see my dad, he's a full-time musician, struggling to make ends meet, putting me through college. And he said, son, you can play music.
Life of an artist.
You can play music any day you want. You can do these shows, whatever.
Yeah.
Have a job to fall back on.
Yeah, He's right.
So you played for Prince Charles?
And Camilla, yeah, and a cheese.
I'm sorry, but get off the show.
Oh, no. That's a big call.
That's pretty cool.
That's
great.
A big call out. At the age of 14 or 15, whatever
really?
It was. Yeah.
Where was that?
Kenny. Sure, last week or 3 weeks ago, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah, we were there. We were
Colin Farrell, the actor.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you
look a little bit like him. Yeah.
I do, don't I? I'm a bit taller, though. He's kind of small.
Did you get a picture with him?
I didn't. I was too busy playing.
Oh, man, you should
have.
I met Colin Farrell. I didn't know who he was.
Skinny did. Skinny and his brother got
I got a picture with him. He said he was in town to make for a movie. I said, well, what are you, a producer or something? And he said, I'm an actor. I said, oh, you mean, in other words, you're one of those actors, you couldn't get a regular job.
My God.
The woman that was with him almost had a heart attack. But he got a big kick out of it, and he wanted to take pictures with me. He was good. He liked it because me and my brother had no idea who
he
was.
He is a good actor.
Best way to go
I'm
about
a fan
it,
yeah. of his.
Yeah.
He's terrific.
Very good.
And here's another guy I'm a fan of, Cavan from Cavan. So what about a tune?
Yep, certainly,
bring us a couple of tunes.
I'll play a few tunes.
Now, you play the Illan pipes.
Yeah.
That's all powered by the arm. Is that how it works? There's like a little bag on there?
The bellows pumps the air. These old school bellows.
It's a reed
a fire
instrument,
going.
Basically. Yeah.
There's reeds. Yeah. There's about 5 or 6 reeds in this at the moment.
And now, is a set like that, is that expensive?
I would tell you, but then, you know, people might like to try and target me for the rest of my stay.
They look old.
They do look old. That's what I was going to say.
I suppose you'd be looking in the region of 10 to 12,000, you know, not for this set, but for sets, like, you can pay that.
Wow. No kidding.
I knew the guy that made mine, so got a good deal, the Cavan Man deal.
All right.
I'll try a tune maybe by Sharon Shannon, The Blackbird.
Oh, we love Sharon
Shannon. We love Sharon Shannon.
Kevin Donahue.
Kevin
from Cavan. On the Illin Pipes. That was terrific.
That is fascinating how you play that. It's unbelievable.
Now, you know an awful lot of tunes, I know, because I've seen you. Do you ever write any of your own music, or do you improvise?
No. I think there's enough good ones out there. I'll let that be out there, you know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I haven't played that one in a while. I just thought it might be appropriate. It's a nice day out there and stuff.
How old were you when you started playing the Illin Pipes?
So I started the harp at the age of 7, and then I started the Illin Pipes at the age of 12.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Who's that guy?
I think he said skinny. He didn't call me out, didn't he?
You know that guy skinny?
I have no idea who he was.
A fan. Oh, you know her, though.
Yeah, it's Sloesha.
Sloesha. Yeah. Now, you know what? He was telling me that there's a very famous American that everybody in Ireland's crazy about is Kanye West. Are you familiar with him?
Yes, Kanye West.
He's married to one of the Kardashians. Kanye West.
He went to Vanderpool Grammar School.
Did he really? He was from Chicago?
Yeah. Yep.
I can't stand him.
I think he's terrific.
Yeah. He makes me puke.
He's terrific.
He's got a mental problem, I think, though. I feel sorry for him. You know, something's wrong with that guy.
He's an artist. You have to understand.
I'm not an artist?
I'm saying you're an artist. You should understand artists before I do.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you got any gigs coming up you want to plug?
I have a very special event coming up on Saturday. Is this the 1st of July? This one the show's on?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's actually my boss's daughter's getting married in Old St. Patrick's.
Old St. Patrick's.
So I'm playing there with John Williams and Jimmy Moore. Just special congratulations
terrific.
To them.
Are you playing at the reception? Or
In Old St. Pat's.
Oh, they're going to have it right there?
Yeah, the church there.
They're having the party in the church?
Oh, I'm not sure what the party is. I'm just playing at the church. Playing the harp at the church.
Oh, that's great.
So to Kathleen and Salvatore, you know, but congratulations and best of luck with their lives.
Oh, that's nice.
Lives. Yeah, so apart from that.
How heavy is the harp?
What would it be? 8 kg.
What the heck is that? What's 8 kg?
14 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Well, they're getting lighter. Bad. Like, obviously, parents will be complaining about bad shoulders.
Oh.
You know, so they're getting lighter all the time.
Yeah. Because that's kind of a big thing. I'd be lugging around. They don't have, like...
Yeah, no, they're a nightmare, you know, and you need... When we were growing up, we had to have a 7-seater car. You know, there's no way we could fit it in into a normal... Like,
now, do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two sisters, Savannah and Zoran, and Keenan. And so Keenan's coming out and actually.
Your bro.
Yeah, my bro's coming out to play Gaelic football.
Are they all musicians?
They are, yeah. We're all into the music.
Oh, that's right. You play Gaelic football here. You've been doing that for 9 months. Who do you play for again?
Podrick Pearce's. So.
Out at Gaelic Park, huh?
Yeah, Gaelic Park on a Sunday there. Yeah, we've won all our games. So
are you living on the south side?
I'm not. I'm living in Wrigleyville.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
That's me,
The Cubs are getting pounded again tonight. It's 3-0 already.
I was here actually when they won, and I was here when the All Blacks won, or the Irish bet the All Blacks.
Oh,
so
I was
really
at that game when the Irish beat the All Blacks.
Yeah, it was great.
The Cubs had nothing to do with that, though. Everybody said, Cubs had nothing to
they're
do with
it. They're both 108 years.
I know, but it's like, if P, then Q. No, I'm sorry. I don't
It was great, though, to be here. So many Irish came over for it. Like, God, we had a great old time.
That was a great day at Soldier Field. Just terrific.
Great weekend.
Yeah. I'll bet. Yeah. So you're playing that wedding.
Yeah, and I think we're going down to Lanigan's on Tuesday.
That's right, you are
for
our Irish pub. But that's Tuesday, July 11th.
Okay, Tuesday, July 11th. Yeah, I must take a mental note of that.
But you're not playing
actually,
Irish Fest this
on Tuesday nights, it'll be in the Galway Arms with Pat Quinn.
Oh, there you go, our pal Patrick Quinn, the banjo guy.
Yeah, banjo guy. So we'll probably bring my brother in there. It'll be his first time. He plays the banjo as well. So
oh, does he
we'll
really?
Have dueling banjos in there, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, you know what? We got to get your brother
You're
going
all
show.
Over the place. That's great. Yeah. You got a website?
It's www.cavanharp, so Cavan with a K. CavanHARPS.com.
Good.
So I've got CDs up there, got harps up there, you know, wedding
Do you drink
information.
Harps?
I don't.
Okay.
Well, I drink Guinness. If there's a harp on that glass, I suppose I do. Yeah.
All right, what about another tune, my friend, Kevin?
Very good. Kevin
from We're here Kevin. With Kevin Donahue. He's from Kevin. He's going back in September, but he's going to meet Skinny and Hooley tour in Killiney at Finnegan's Pub. Right? That's the deal?
Yes.
All right, very good.
If there's Guinness, I'll be there.
We'll be buying. Don't you worry about that. Thank you. Kevin Donahue.
Kevin from Cavan.
Kevin, that's
much,
terrific.
Thank you.
Now, I got to add, now there's two, you got two bags on that thing, right? Yeah.
One bellow and one bag.
Oh.
The bellow fills up the bag.
Now, who, I mean, I'm sure it was a million years ago, but some guy came up with an idea to make this instrument. It reminds
it's amazing.
Me of someone squeezing a chicken by the neck and just kind of, you know.
A bag of cats is what it's
called. Oh, a bag of cats, it's called.
A bag of cats, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So squawking and squealing out of a bag of cats.
Yeah, that's terrific.
That's great.
All right, will you come back and play another tune at the end of the show?
Depends how the Guinness goes down. There's a few girls looking for my number over there.
Oh,
so
of course. This guy's the Colin Farrell of Chicago, you know.
Yeah, where's the girls? Which ones? They're all after you. I think they're over at that table on your left there.
You know, when I first met him, his phone was going off every 5 minutes. And he goes, oh, these American girls are driving me crazy.
I love it.
Enjoy it while you can, pal.
Right.
All right, we're happy to have you. And we have a great time for the – and when you – come back. You can come back to Chicago someday. We'd love to have you back.
I'll be back. Don't worry.
And we'll be seeing you at what's the name of that pub? Finnegan's.
Finnegan's
in Dalkey.
Finnegan's. Yeah. All right. Worries. Oh, yeah. No worries. Right. Thanks for having me, lads.
All right, pal. Thanks
so
much.
You know, goes to Finnegan's, don't you?
Bono.
Bono.
That's his local.
That's his neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
That's his local.
Pub. Okay. Perfect. Yeah.
Great.
All right, we'll be right back on the Skinny Hooli Show after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooli.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, You'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Oh, Skinny, we're just having a great time here at Lizzie McNeil's at the Skinny and Hooley Show. We were just visited by Miriam and Alexa from Corona Beer, and they gave us some free Coronas.
Word.
So we're giving them a plug because that's my favorite beer, free beer. So thanks, gals.
Thank you.
They're
ladies.
Very attractive. Of course, I guess that's part of the routine, right?
Yes, yes. Hey, Hooley, before I forget it, Mike Courtney and his country.
Mike Courtney.
Remember we talked to him?
Over the Side Band, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing country on Western Avenue. July 8th, 2017. Liam Durkin's with them, and so that's next weekend.
Oh, at Barney Callahan's.
At Barney Callahan's. Barney asked us to do this. Got to plug into Mike Courtney and asked us. So
Bernard Callahan is a terrific guy.
Yeah, so July 8th, go there. It's an outdoor concert, multiple bands, tacos and barbecue. It'll be Saturday afternoon into the evening. So go to Barney Callahan's at 105th and Western.
Great spot. You know, whenever I'm walking down the skinny Western Avenue and I look in the window of Barney Callahan's or Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those great Irish pubs, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he said to me, "Hey, Hooley, who died?"
Hey, Hooley, Denny Nolan's wife, Linda, passed away. He was married to her for 52 years. I just got this. It was just sent to me by our friend Mark Salsky. She was the mother of Patrick, Dennis, Kevin, Michelle, and David. They had a great family. He was a 399 guy. He also was at Sox Park forever. Everybody knew Denny Nolan. He's being buried, was waked out of Curley's. He's buried out of St. Christina's Church. So say a prayer for Linda Nolan, please.
God rest your soul,
God
Linda
rest your
Nolan.
Soul. Great lady.
All right, PJ gave me like 8 obits today, so we got to move these along. Ned Kearney out on the west side, who's only 63, an old pal of mine, my son's. He's Jimmy Kearney's brother, all the Kearney boys. God rest his soul.
Him, yeah.
Did you the great big Ned Kearney? What a terrific guy. And his wife, Julia. So our condolences to them.
And Agnes.
Ned, we miss and love you.
Yeah, Agnes Connolly, Agnes Kelly, she passed away. Native of Lettermullen, County Galway, passed away. Sunday after a long battle, beloved wife of Edward, loving mother of Edward, John, Mary, Thomas, and Karen. And she was, she asked for donations to Nash Parkinson's disease, but her interment was All Saints Cemetery and St. Mary's Star of Wisdom.
Okay, skinny George Carlin McCabe, age 90.
Wow.
Of Orland Park.
It's almost my age.
Yeah. He was from Flossmoor, but he had a great life. But you know where he died? He died at Smith Crossing. So that's a great place to say adios. A senior living community, and we're very familiar with that. So God rest his soul. George Carlin McCabe, age 90. Go to Smith Village and you'll live longer.
Bridget Phyllis Murphy, age 68. Beloved wife of Timothy Murphy, a native of Connemara, County Galway, Ireland. She had many nieces and nephews and so on and so forth, and she was buried out of St. Juliana's, and she has, you know, she was very sick for a while. So say a prayer for Bridget Murphy.
God rest her soul. Hey, Bernard McGinley, age 80. He was born in County Donegal. Beloved husband of the late Maureen and the father of Bob, Tim, Kevin, and Laura. God rest his soul, Bernard McGinley. Also Mary Murphy of County Galway. Beloved wife of the late John and mother of Mary, Margaret, and John. Dedicated retired Chicago Police Department crossing guard. God rest her soul, Mary C. Murphy.
Tom Berry, age 68, a United States Army veteran, a veteran of the Vietnam War. Beloved husband of Ann Byrne for 45 years. Father of Daniel Thomas and a number of grandchildren. He was a longtime coach at St. Pete Grammar School and St. Rita.
St. Rita, Mustangs.
Yeah, Tom Berry. So He was the wake was at St. Rita's, and he was buried in Holy Sepulchre.
God rest his soul, Tom Berry. Also, Mary Therese Carter, beloved wife of the late Gerald Carter, and the mother of Linda, Jack, Maureen, James, Jerry, and the late Sharon. God rest her soul, Mary Therese Carter.
And I want to say a special thing about Jack McHugh, who was 87. From McHugh Construction. They built Marina City. They built so many buildings in Chicago. It's unbelievable.
Great Southsider.
You know, they built the Water Tower, Place, Trump Tower, Marina City, and so on. But Jack McHugh was a real big supporter of Special Olympics and the founder of Special Olympics in 1968.
God rest his soul.
And he was very involved at the beginning of Special Olympics, and his wife Brenda is on our board. So say a prayer for Jack McHugh, a really great guy. Couldn't meet a finer man, a great athlete too in his day. So
all right, Skinny, we're gonna close up the crib. We're gonna take a little break, and then we're gonna be back with another guest on the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show, having a blast here at Lizzie McNeil's. Just kicking right into the summer. And we are very honored to have a guy who is a writer, fiddler, and a basketball coach, college basketball coach, then the pros in Ireland, Russ Bradbird. Russ, welcome to the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Hooley, it's great to be here. Thank you.
I've been reading your book. It's tremendous.
Yeah, it's great.
It's called Patty on the Hardwood. It's just terrific. Look at the girls in this joint. They just see me and they go cuckoo.
Yeah. Maybe it was the book. They might have looked at the book.
Oh, they saw the cover of your book.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it like this one. Okay.
He's a chick magnet, Russ.
He
can't help himself.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of groupies that hang around the show. You know?
Sure.
That's right.
But they're all in their 80s, unfortunately.
Right.
This is a journey in Irish, and it's a great story because you were a college coach. UTEP, is that where you were coaching?
At the University of Texas, El Paso, yes.
Yeah.
And then New Mexico State. After
cool. But you got burnout on it, right?
I did. It was, you know, it was a great life, but it was a grind. And I just sort of got tired and thought, I was trying to learn the fiddle, and I thought, I went over to Ireland on vacation.
You were fiddling around.
Yeah. Well, you know, I grew up on the north side, and I'd go to the Abbey. Remember the Abbey pub?
Yeah, sure.
And I'd hear, John Williams and Larry Nugent and Martin Hayes, and I just got very interested in the music, and so went over there and got a job offer, and I thought, well, this will be easy because I know so much about basketball. I'll just go over and dominate in Ireland, of course. And we came in last place. Everything went wrong. But
that's what's funny about it.
Well, that's right. But the idea of trying to learn the Irish tradition of fiddling while I was trying to teach the American tradition of basketball.
It's a great story because the big shock for you was – the Irish personality. First of all, they're late all the time.
Well, it took me a while for the Irish to buy in. One of the things I've learned, you know, I coached.
And they're supposed to be professional basketball players.
Well, that's right.
That's what they were calling them.
Yeah. But you know, after 14 years in college coaching, you know, I'd had a lot of great players. I was associated with a lot of great players. But the Irish guys, once you got them to buy in, they were the toughest guys on the planet. Like if they'd miss practice to go to the dentist or go to a christening. But once the game started and they had bought in, they bleeding from the eye, missing teeth, you know, a bite on the arm, anything. There's no quitting. There's no denying. Once an Irishman makes up his mind fight, there's no denying him.
Yeah,
that's kind of their history.
Well, that's right.
They love a
well.
Great
you
fight.
Make yes. those analogies yes. in the book.
Right.
Yeah, that's why many of them wound up executed and stuff like that.
Well, that's right. And I was very lucky when I was coaching in the Trilly Tigers into last place. I had Kieran Donaghy, who became maybe the biggest name in all of Gaelic football. He became a huge GAA, the Gaelic Athletic Association. He became a huge star and National Sportsman of the Year. But when I had him, he was 18 years old, wild kid, sculling pints every night, and just completely out of control.
Well, how long did you coach in Ireland?
I was just there 2 seasons, and I don't want to tell you what happened the second season.
No, oh, that's
in the book. You have to read the book.
Yeah, because I'm still in the first season right now.
But anyways, you were there for 2 seasons. And where were you living in Ireland?
Well, I lived in Trilly, the Trilly Tigers. And we were sort of like the Green Bay Packers in that it was the smallest town in Ireland to have a professional team. And, you know, it's a very working-class market kind of town. Killarney was nearby, but Killarney is more touristy and had more money. So it was a very low grade, and so the rims were bent, and there wasn't good lighting in the gyms. And it was
in high school gyms and stuff.
This was 2002 is when I started. So it was 2002 to 2004.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went over, you know, like a lot of Americans, I went over, I'd read the poetry of Yeats and the short stories of James Joyce, and I went sort of looking for this Ireland.
The romantic Ireland.
Yeah, but it doesn't exist anymore. There's only two places in Ireland that are still 50 years behind the times. One is the world of traditional music.
Ah, yes.
And the other is the world of professional basketball. they're completely behind the times. But in a way, there was a purity to it that I really found refreshing.
Right. Now,
and you're still playing the fiddle now, right?
I do, and I got hooked, and I've been playing the Irish fiddle for 20 years, and the fiddle in general for about 25.
Good for you.
And are you teaching now, or what are you doing?
Well, after I quit in Trilly, came back to New Mexico State, got married, and just got very lucky. I got promoted. Now I was a 2.3. grade point average phys ed major at North Park, but now I'm an English professor at New Mexico State based on the, you know, the book Patty on the Hardwood came out.
Oh, sure, you wrote a book.
And a couple of others came out. And so I've, because if in academia, if you have a book, you're somebody.
Yeah,
if you have no book, you're nobody.
Yeah.
Right. And
well,
you
it's a great
there?
Book.
You're still there at New Mexico?
I am. I'm still at New Mexico State, but I grew up on the north side, and I come back to the north side every summer. We have my wife and I and daughter have a tiny condo very close to the Grafton Pub. I know how the Irish are. You have to do everything by the pubs.
Yeah.
It's near the Grafton Pub, Skinny. Do you know the Grafton on Lincoln?
Yeah.
And so I can walk to a lot of sessions, and so I'm out with Brendan Bulger and Pat Finnegan and Larry Nugent and John Williams and
we
guys
know
like
the
that.
Nuge very well.
The Nuge. Yes.
The Nuge. Yeah.
Chicago history.
You should come by on Thursday nights. I have another show called The Crack. We do it at the Irish American Heritage Center. It's live traditional Irish music every Thursday night.
I've heard. And
John Williams runs the session.
Oh, right. And for a while, Kathleen Keene was doing it, but now John is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. John is the great session leader. He's the benevolent dictator. You know, he's always in a good mood. Uh-huh. He runs things with an iron, with sort of the velvet fist. You know,
what we call
the velvet glove. You know, he's tough, but he's fair.
He knows what he's doing.
He runs. It's not exactly a democracy, but he's going to be kind to everyone who's there. So he's been a huge influence on me.
So you got the whole psychology of the session while you were in Ireland.
I did, but strangely, Hooley, there's a lot of crossovers with basketball. In basketball, you go practice by yourself, then you go to the pickup games or to try out for the team, and you find out how far behind you are. Well, the same happens in the session. You practice by yourself. You practice by yourself. Then you go join the session, join the group. And you don't want to be, you know, just like in basketball, you don't want to play with a guy who hogs the ball, and you don't want to be the session hog.
Oh, exactly.
And so there's a lot of crossover between trying to learn, you know, trying to learn the fiddle. It seems like an individual sport, but if you can't play with people, it's useless. And it's the same with basketball. So I found a lot of similarities between the basketball and the fiddle.
Right.
you're doing a book now.
You're the only guy in the world who has.
You're doing a book now, right?
I am. So the new book is it'll be out in a year. It's centered on Marshall High School, the high school from Hoop Dreams. About 3 years ago, one of their coaches got shot, but he saved his daughter's life in a mistaken identity shooting. He dove on top of his daughter, took a bullet in the back. His name is Sean Harrington. It's an Irish name, but he's African American. But it's an incredible story. The police did a great job. They wound up catching the shooters very quickly. But since Sean Harrington's been shot, 6 of the Marshall players have been killed.
Wow.
And so it's just, you know, the movie Hoop Dreams is about 20 years old, and it's one of the great documentaries.
It's a great film, yeah.
But it just seems like that part of Chicago is such a disaster and such a war zone. And it's a really but in the midst of this great tragedy and this horrible violence, here's this Sean Harrington who saves his daughter's life, and he has endured. He's in a wheelchair now for the rest of his life, but he's doing these Stop the Violence tournaments and camps, and he's just really a remarkable
basketball camps.
Yes, he's just a remarkable young man. So in the midst of this horror on the West Side, there's these small pockets of human courage and endurance that I find very, you know, as an Irishman, I know you guys feel the same way. Courage and endurance. That's the Irish.
Yeah.
Well, there's small pockets of it in it's not everywhere. There's awful things going on in the Marshall community right now. But there's these small pockets of great courage and endurance.
Well, and it's on, not just on the West Side. It's on the South Side too, and some of those Inglewood and some of those terrible neighborhoods.
Yes. Yeah.
But the problem is, no one knows what to do. You know. So
I have no answers, Skinny. Right. I've been studying it now for 3 years, and I feel like I know less than when I started. So what I'm trying to do is just tell the story. Here's Sean Harrington's story. Here's how he saved his daughter's life. Here's how they caught it was actually a former basketball star who's a cop that wound up tackling one of the shooters in a barber shop.
It's a
really remarkable story. Yeah. So, you know, you hear a lot of stories these days about, you know, I know the Chicago police have their problems these days, but in this case, they did a remarkable job of finding Sean Harrington's shooters, and you know things are moving forward. But you know the violence is out of control on the West Side, and I don't know what the answer is.
And the South Side, the whole city. Well, they're shooting people for driving down the Eisenhower Expressway now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's insane.
So
let me ask you a question: what's the session thing like in New Mexico?
Well, there is no the session in New Mexico is my CD player.
Okay.
So that's why when I'm here, I'm out nearly every night.
Okay.
Nearly every night I'm out. I'm out at Mrs. Murphy's or the Celtic Knot or the Grafton.
Sure.
Or
the Corrib. Ever been to the Corrib?
I love the Corrib, and I love John, the owner. That may be the best pint in town.
Oh, yeah.
But the Clancy's is a really great one, too. Have you been to Clancy's?
Sure, on 95th Street. Yeah.
That's a really, really, really great
one. How about
one.
Lanigan's? Ever been to Lanigan's
I
on
have,
111th?
But because I'm only 58, I'm not really old enough to be at Lanigan's.
You've got to be 65 to be in
But those are the godfathers.
That's Kevin Henry.
Yes,
Malachi Towie.
Yes, and they're just great guys and real gentlemen. And those are the real godfathers, I think, of the Irish scene in Chicago, of the Irish music
scene. It is amazing, the Irish music in Chicago, isn't it? I mean, there's so much of it, and it's so... there's so many good ones.
It's a great scene, Skinny, and part of it for me, I'm not Irish by heritage at all, but I got very enamored with the music, and it's one of the similarities with basketball. If you work at it, you know, and you're really dedicated to it, you don't have to be a black guy or 6'10" to be you get accepted. And it's the same in the Irish music. I'm not Irish, but I've worked at the fiddle and worked hard at it every day. And the Chicago Irish, and in Ireland as well, they're accepting it. Like, if you work at it and you take it seriously and you treat it with respect, the Chicago Irish welcome you with open arms. And that's been the story for me. And it's been really heartening for me. And now my daughter's 11. She's playing away, and they've just been great.
Oh, that's terrific.
That's terrific, yeah. That's terrific.
Is the book on Amazon? Is that where you get it?
Yeah, and it was at bookstores everywhere. I'll tell you what gave it a big boost is your friend Dan McGrath. At the time,
sure.
He was writing for the Tribune. At the
Well, this would be right up his alley.
Yes, and on December 31st of 2006, I guess, 2006, he called it the best book of the year for him. So in the end of the year issue, so that gave it a real boost. And then suddenly it went into paperback. And so it's with a small press. It's with the University of New Mexico Press, but it's done remarkably well. It's like it would be as if somebody at St. Xavier averaged 30 points a game. But sure, it's a small college, but 30 points a game is 30 points a game.
And I went to Xavier for a cup of coffee in 1967.
How much was that cup of coffee?
Really? That's my parents. It cost them a fortune.
All right.
But here, you got a quote.
UTEP had a tremendous team.
We did it. We had a long run of Chicago guys in the 1980s. Yeah. And now the former Bulls coach, Tim Floyd, is back there.
Right,
is back
right.
there coaching. But we had a long list of Chicago guys, Tim Hardaway and Ralph Davis from St. Benedict Chicago has a great Irish music scene. It has a great basketball tradition as well.
It's kind of a neat mixture, or a neat comparison that you do. What do you call it? Juxtaposition or something. The basketball and the
fiddle and the basketball.
The fiddle. It's fabulous.
Jerry West says it's the best sports book I've read in a long while. That's pretty good. That's coming from the best right there.
That's Jerry West that works in Streets and Sands. That's not the basketball.
Not the basketball.
I don't know that Jerry.
No,
he's
just
Jerry
kidding. That's pretty funny, though. I got to
go.
A Journey. The name of the book is Paddy on the Hardwood, A Journey in Irish Hoops by Russ Bradford. It's a terrific book. Oh, look, he signed it. Thank you.
Very kind.
Oh, thank you, Russ. All right, so get that book and then keep our eyes out for the next one.
Yeah, it'll be out in a year. I'll come back if you guys all
absolutely.
Have it.
Absolutely. Yeah. No question.
It's called All the Dreams We've Dreamed. It's with the Chicago Review Press. And it's a tragic story in many ways. It'll be the most depressing thing. It would be the most depressing book of all time, this Chicago gun violence, except for Sean Harrington and his remarkable courage and the way he's hung in there.
How much longer are you in town?
Well, I'm here for the summer till August 15th.
Oh, we'll probably see you at some of the sessions. Come on by one of the sessions at the Heritage Center. You'd love
it. Yeah, I'll come out on a Thursday night for sure.
All
it's a slow night for me.
Okay. All right, Russ Bradbury, the book is Paddy on the Hardwood. And he's going to come back and play the fiddle with our friend Kevin in just a few minutes. We're going to take a little break on the Skinny and Uli
show. Thanks so much, Russ.
We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the south side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the south side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a Southside Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle Jimmy, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show, having a blast here at Lizzie McNeil's.
Nice crowd in here today,
oh,
Hooley.
Oh, terrific crowd.
We just saw the police come in. They stop by to say hello.
Hey, Blue Lives Matter.
They do. Right. Blue Lives do matter. We support the police.
You know, Skinny, I know when this airs, it'll be Saturday and Friday night. We're having a big party for everybody going on the trip. But there's still an opportunity to get in on the trip. The Skinny and Hooley return to heaven for the 2017 Ireland Tour, October 19th to the 26th. You still have some time to join us.
You know what the thing is, too, Hooley? We should remind people, the people that come on the trip, we stay in the best hotels in each one
absolutely.
Of these towns.
Absolutely. Yes, Bob Floody researched them all last week.
Because people that...
They're four-star hotels wherever we go.
Right. Yeah. Because a lot of times people say, well, where do you sleep in a field or something?
Well, you almost did one year.
Yeah, I know.
In Dingle.
But anyways, people should know we stay in first class.
It's first class all the way. Absolutely.
Yeah, so...
Tour, do you, Skinny? Do you ever do the Irish basketball tour with the? You haven't done that one yet.
We'll do it someday.
Sure,
we're going to do that. Yeah,
we're going to play horse with the Trolley Frosty
the Tigers.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to Galway, the Aran Islands, Westport, Achill Island, Roscommon, Dublin. We're going to go to the Our Lady of Knock. We're going all over the place, and we're staying in the best hotels. And you don't have to worry about driving because you're on the bus with us. And we got a great driver, Derek. He's a riot. And we got Katie Grennan, the gorgeous, internationally renowned Irish fiddler. Katie will be
with
us. So you can't beat it with a stick, I'm telling you. So if you want to get in, though, you're going to have to act quickly because it's going to sell out. We're going to have Katie on the show July 12th. I don't know if I told you that. But that may be our final... info meeting for the trip because you're supposed to have your dough in by July 17th.
Yeah, well, the places, a lot of people are coming in fast now, Hooley.
Yeah, they
always
are.
I know it's unusual, but the Irish sometimes wait to the last minute.
Tell me about it. But we're looking forward to it, and we have a lot of returnees who have been there before because they know how much fun it is. It's a riot. And I'm looking forward. You know what? I like it because I was right after the film festival. I finished the film festival. And then I just kind of really start drinking full time.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something, Hooley. What's amazing about it is that
I have to go easy.
Every year that we do this, we have never had any. When you put a group of people together, you always expect some problems or something. And each year we do it, it's amazing how everybody gets along and we have a great time. And part of that is because when you have like Katie Grennan was.
Sure.
When you have musicians with us, we have something to do rather than just sit around and talk to each other.
Thank God.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's a lot of fun.
But the crack is mighty. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, so sign up now. Where do they go, Hooley?
Where do we go? We're going to Galway.
They go to WW.
Oh, they go and call Sarah O'Malley at 773-527-0123, Diplomat Travel Agency. Email them at ireland@godiplomat.com or just call Diplomat Travel. At 773-774-2727. Talk to our friend Jim O'Malley and tell him you want to go to Ireland with Skinny and Hooley.
And they'll also get some nice, Skinny and Hooley will tell them some fabulous stories, too.
They'll have some stories when they can get back. I can assure you of that, as they all do. Now, you know what? And one guy who's going to meet us is Kevin from Kevin's going to meet us at Finnegan's Pub in Dalkey. He'll bring his, you're going to bring your Illan pipes. Do you have a nickname for those?
Sometimes people call them the Bag of Cats.
The Bag of Cats.
The Bag of, the bag of cats.
Very good. Sally, or kind of a feminine name or something. No. Okay. An old girlfriend, maybe. That you're squeezing.
A squeeze, maybe.
A squeeze. Okay. All right. So we have put together Russ Bradbird and.
Author and fiddler.
And Kanye Wisht. No, no, I'm sorry. Kevin from Kevin. Kevin Donahue. Playing the Illan pipes,
a food scientist,
and
a
Russ
musician.
On the fiddle. Russ is a writer, basketball coach, and fiddler. Kevin is a food scientist, and Illan pipes
That's
player, and
said.
Harpist, and all that stuff.
Well, great.
Okay, so you guys are gonna
give us a 3-4,
and a 1, and a 2,
and a 3,
and a 4.
Yeah.
With Michael Jordan over here, you know. I mean, he's one of the great pipers ever.
What was the name of that tune?
We started off with Sixpenny Money, and then we went to two jigs. The second jig then was the Lilting Banshee, but you have another name on it, is that right?
No, I've heard it as the Killaloo Boatman, but Killaloo I learned Boatman. It as the Lilting Banshee. But
the Lilting Banshee.
Yeah, but my daughter's afraid of ghosts, and so she doesn't want me to call it by that
gosh.
Name. Yeah.
You know, it kind of reminds me of that old book,
Ghost Stories, a fully.
No, Antlers in the Treetops by Who Goose the Moose. with the bag of cats screeching and the fiddle going back and forth. Anyway, sorry.
Couldn't that was resist. Terrific, though. Terrific.
And that's amazing. A guy from Von Steuben and a guy from Cavan, and then we put them together, and they make music together.
Make music history
that's
here.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I could beat on the pots and pans in the kitchen and sound good with this fellow here. It's easy. It's easy to sound good with him.
He's the real deal.
It's like having Michael Jordan on your team. Of course you're going to look good. Forever. Do you know who Michael Jordan is, Kevin?
I've heard of Steph Curry. Is he somebody?
Oh, yeah. That's
I'm only joking, of course. I'm a Bulls fan, yeah.
It's like playing with Kieran Donahue. How about that?
Now, tell me some more. He's got a Leo Lions. The Leo program is kind of
He got it from Dan McGrath.
Oh, Danny McGrath gave him that.
I'll tell you, you know, okay. that fella Sean Harrington, who's sort of the hero of my book, he was this guest speaker at Leo's graduation this year.
No kidding. So Danny probably set that up.
He's not just a great writer, but he's a great humanitarian.
Yeah.
And so he's really I have great admiration for Dan McGrath.
What he's doing there on the south side is amazing.
He's really helped save that school. And Leo's really sort of an oasis, you know,
All right, we want to try and get one more tune out of you guys to play us out. But if you're looking to meet Russ Bradford, just look around the sessions, all your Clancy's, the Heritage
all
Center,
over the, place.
The Corrib, Sixpenny Bit, any of those, the Grafton Pub. Yeah. And then, of course, you probably will run into our friend Kevin as well. He plays the Galway Arms. Did you ever been to the Galway Arms session?
I have. I was there Sunday just listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Heck of a session. Yes. So, here they are.
They're going to play us out, but thank you guys for coming on. This
Russ Bradford and our friend Kevin Donahue.
I'll ask for a little more talent in the monitor. No, a little more volume in the monitor, too. But a little more talent in the monitor would be fine.
All right, here they are.